Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we started Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Daled yesterday. And we'll remind ourselves, we were talking about some of the halachas of laundering. And we said that certain things you're allowed to do, laundry on Chol HaMoed, and we'd given some reasons. And then we had said, also, the last line on Hey Omud Aleph, we had read this yesterday, I'll read it again now. Umidbichos hayadayim, if you're talking about hand towels, umidbichos hasaparim, the towels that either barbers used, or we'll see another interpretation in the Mishnah Berurah, umidbichos hasfog, and various types of sponges or absorbent types of towels. And we'll stop over here now and look in the Mishnah Berurah and read these before we read any more. Sifkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Satam, Shadakun Slachik, take it, that these types of towels get dirty very quickly. And even if you'd cleaned them all before Yontif, so you're going into the Yontif with all your clean towels, how you chosen is Slachlin, you're going to use them all up. Therefore, even if you have lots of hand towels, you're allowed to go and wash them. Because you need a lot of them, you need a new one every day, and you're going to run out of them. The issue footnote number 7 brings down a similar idea. If you have tablecloths, the Prisha brings down, the same rule applies because they get used up. He says, L'inyan shtifas ritzbas b'cholamoid, what about washing the floor on cholamoid? So the Minchas Yontif brings down, in the name of the Binyan Shlomo, Shekivin shaderech hi la'adicha pamayim b'shavuot, since people would wash their floors on a regular basis, even if you wash them before Yontif, so they get dirty on cholamoid, so you'll have to wash them on cholamoid as well, because this is considered a tzarech hamoid. And he says, even if this is true only for very fastidious people, nevertheless, cholamoid lo tzarech davar shavel chol nefesh. On cholamoid, you don't need something that everybody does in order to be able to do it on cholamoid, as opposed to on Yontif, where you need something that is shavel chol nefesh. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kihilchasa, brings down Shabi Yameinu Mutter. Nowadays you can do this, and he says, even Mutter Lischot Es HaSachavo B'Gmara Shtifa, even after you have the sponge at the that you clean the floor with, you can squeeze it out, and that's not called Kibos. Kiven Shei Zu Derech Meloch HaShtifa, this is the normal way to go and do this. And this brings down as well from Nissan Karlitz Zatzal, Shomnom Yesh HaMematim B'Shtifa Seritzvos, there are those that would minimize doing this, unless you need L'Kovet Shabbos L'Kovet Yontif. Mishabur continues and says, but in places where they only would switch something from week to week, then even if you only have two of them, you shouldn't wash it on Cholamoy, because you still have one ready for the next Shabbos. Because then the one that you did, that you cleaned it before Yontif, would last you for the entire Yontif. Then he brings down, Duadin Petzlka. What's this? This is mitpachas ap. This would be like some sort of a kerchief that you're blowing your nose with. Shochotim. Dino kim close dime. Since you use them on a regular basis, you'd be allowed to wash them as well. Sivkan hey, that's saparim. We said the cloak that you put on when you go to the barber. So hainu saparoyim. This is the barber's cloak that you're putting on for those that are allowed to go and take a haircut. Shenosnim. When they put it on, happen b'chosleim shemistapin. Then you put it on when you take a haircut. Others explain the istim mifarshei svarim mamish. Others explain this brought down. Shautzian says in the Beis Yosef that this is talking about actual books. Hainu sifrei kodesh. This is talking about the books of kodesh. Vatam b'chosehu mikmor min pachos yadayim. Now they get dirty, and therefore you're allowed to go and wash them as well on Chol HaMoed. Then we said hasapog, like a sponge of some sort. Sivkot involved, the Mishmur says, Hainu mashim mistafkim behen kishiyotsim v'besem rechutz. This is something like that when you come out of the bath house, you have these bath towels. Because of Shom Meis Yosef, b'shem kobo, the achshav nogu b'zim chormer. Nowadays, we're more machmer, v'chein roi lasos. And one should be machmer in this situation and not use them and wash them on Chol HaMoed. And he says, Ayin el yiraba. If you look in Dear Shu footnote number 80, brings down, what about l'chabis begodim b'moi b'mekom moshem ezim b'hem arbi? What about in a place where it's very hot and people sweat? Can you wash your clothing there? So Rav Oz Zatzal Neshevet Alevi brings down, shav l'mishin noeg l'hachlev chulsa u'chadom b'choyom. Even somebody normally used to change the shirt every day, he still doesn't have a right to go and wash on Chol HaMoed, to do the laundry on Chol HaMoed, unless he has a stench about him, unless his clothing really smell. Renison Karlitz Zatzal brings down that which the Beis Yosef said that you shouldn't go and wash towels. As long as you have enough towels before the moed. If somebody sweats a lot, and even if you wash them all before Yontif started, you'd still run out of them. So then, if the person is an istinus, he's very punctilious about what he wears, or if he goes into a public area and he's going to stink in front of other people, or there are a lot of people in the house, and in this situation, if you wash them all before Chol HaMoed, before Yontif, you're going to still run out of them. So then in this situation, then you don't have to follow this chumrah. You could wash them a Chol HaMoed. He says, what about a hotel? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, they don't have a heter to go and wash a Chol HaMoed. Because you're not really doing for the people. They could manage with their one or two towels, but you're doing this because you have a reputation to uphold. Therefore, they should be a little bit careful and not give them out with such great frequency. They should manage with what they have as possible. We continue reading the Mechaber. He writes, so big day, kitanim, the clothing of young children. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Zayin. Ki derech haktanim lislachle petit ubitzotodit. The little children, they get their clothing dirty all the time. And therefore, you'd be allowed to wash their clothing in the Chol HaMoed as well. The issue foot number 9 brings down, until what child age is a child called a katan in this regard? So, Rebbecha Scheinberg's Zatzal brings down, shetoli b'chol yelul fi inyono. Depends on the child. Some children get their clothing dirty when they're 10. Some children stop getting their clothing dirty when they're 5. And even a 12-year-old child, if he can't keep himself clean, he gets muddy and dirty, so then even a 12-year-old boy, you'd be allowed to go do his clothing. On the other hand, for Yashiv Zatzal brings down, no, it's not per child, like klinuch is per child, but this is a din that is set at a certain age. He says it's a 6 or 7-year-old, below that you can do their laundry, above that you can't. He brings down as well from the Shelesh Shuvas Or Lutzion, she didn't cut the lin azeh, Bain Arba Lashesh says it's between 4 and 6 years old. Mishom Shayesh Ldon Shakfar Achri Gil Arba in a Mislachlim, because there's some 4-year-olds that are already not making a mess every single time they put on their clothing. And there are some 6 or 7-year-olds that still make a mess. So he says the age is 4 to 6, 4 to 7. Somebody's Baruch Hashem is well enough that he could buy lots of clothing. Right? And he wouldn't have to go and buy what will do the laundry because he could buy lots of clothing. So Nissan Karlit says, says that if you're going to buy them anyway, then you shouldn't do the laundry. Better you should buy extra clothing. However, if you wouldn't be planning on buying additional clothing, they have 10 sets of clothing. They're going to go through 15 sets of clothing. You're not mechuyev to buy any additional ones, and you can do the laundry in that situation. And he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings that as well. He likewise says that you're allowed to go. Even if you only have one article of clothing, you don't have to go buy another article of clothing if that's all you have. He adds further, if somebody's traveling, you have to take all your clothing with you so you won't have to do laundry if you're going on a Chol HaMoed trip. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's that sounds brought down the Sefer HaZikaron, brings down, if it's a lot of work for you to carry all the clothing, you don't have to take all your clothing with you in order not to do the laundry. On the other hand, the bare motion, the Beretzina Zatzal brings down, no, take along, you have to trouble yourself. You don't have a right to go do laundry because you feel like taking a trip. Then he says, child has 2 sets of nice clothing, but one's not as nice as the other one. So Rav Moshe Feinstein as well brings down, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down the Vakshi Torah, Shemuta Lechabis is a beged a yofe. You're allowed to go and do the laundry on the nicer one, and then you should wear the nicer one and not wear the one that's not as nice. On the other hand, again, the Deir Ritzina disagrees. The Be'er Moshe Zatzal brings down Yesh Lassar, and he bases them on the Rivash, you shouldn't go and build a beged for a child, make a beged for a child that's undergoing the bris milah if you have another one available too. Same thing by kibos. If you have another one, don't wash that one. The issue foot number 10 brings down Bashir, Tino, for beged, Shemat el Chab, so how much it has to be dirty in order to be able to go and wash it. So Nissan Carlos, that's how it brings down Shimbosh, Lotzeis, Boil, Rishus, Rab. If you'd be embarrassed to go out like that, then you're allowed to go and wash it. And he adds, Shabbi, Mislachlik, Mimaychol, Mutu, Lachab, so even if it was food, you're allowed to go wash it. Vloraki, Mislachlik, Matit, Matso, not only if it's refuse or garbage, but even if it's just food. Chaver continues and says, "Ubalas a kesef shnim subamoid. If you find a stain on your garment during Chol HaMoed, umish ein lo ella cholok echod, or somebody that only has one garment, they're also allowed to go and wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed." Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Ches tells us, "Uadin kishe appears so nida. If a woman became a nida b'yamtu, utzrich lebosh levon b'moid, and she needs to have white garments to wear. She wasn't expecting it, and then she'd be allowed to do laundry for that." So tzivkot and tes. If you only have one garment, the cholukecha mislachik afilu kibso kol yontif. Because if you have only one garment, it's going to get dirty, even if you washed it right before yontif. V'yesh mina poskim disriulahu duchoze davku bisman haTalmud. This is only during the days of the Talmud. Show you nikar beisha pasha chaluka lechapsu shelo el choluk echol. Because they knew then that you only had one garment to wear. Shemitchilo hayachoger ezur ala choluk ukshiposhto choger chagur ala beger elyon shlo. They would have the way their belt would be worn, so it would be recognizable that you don't have anything else to wear. But the way our clothing is nowadays, we don't wear some sort of a belt over our garment so people won't recognize that you don't have any other clothing. And Lahak was there, then you shouldn't be makel in this situation. But if it's made out of flax, so then it's easier to go and wash, so then you'd be allowed to be makel in this situation as well. The issue foot number 11 brings down. If a person only has one garment for yontif, so for example, those that wear on yontif or cholamoid a special baget, so then Nissan Carlos Asad brings down. Even though you have other garments for the rest of the year, that you would wear, and you could wear them on cholamoid, but you want to wear your special yontif begodim on cholamoid, so therefore we allow you to go and do the laundry in that situation as well. Chava continues and he writes, in all of these situations, when you're allowed to do the laundry, you can do it in the regular way. Afilu b'nes of all, you can use various types of detergents. Ramo explains, pirish mine boris, these are various types of soaps and detergents, and not a problem to use them. And you can even do it by the river in public. If you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud tells us, "Ayin Mogen Avram Shadaitu Lahach Mishul Lachasim Chaser." The Mogen Avram disagrees with this. Rabban says, "Don't do it in public." Then I call Yodim Shoy Bin Sayam, because not everybody knows why you're allowed to do laundry. Not everybody knows you went on a trip or that you were in captivity or b'shivya. V'chayah Gavler, any of the other reasons that we're allowed to do laundry, Levad, except the Mitzvos Hayadaim, except for those hand towels, which we said it's obvious. V'chayah Gavler, or other things that are similar to that, Shar Dvarim Shemutul Cholodim, that everybody's allowed to do. So if they see you doing them, they'll understand. Then he says, "Yesh lahati b'fasya." These you can do in public. There are those that disagree with the Mogen Avraham and agree with the Ramah that you can do it in public. The kibun shemiskabes yofa al gavanah, because when you do it by the river, even though it's in public, you get a much cleaner product, vutsar chavart, and you're doing it for yontif, for cholamayit, so therefore you're allowed to. And therefore, lo achmir acham and kol shenim kan. They didn't make you do it in private. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hago miu lo yichapsu rakat tzorich len." In these cases, you're allowed to do the laundry. Only do what you're allowed to do. You do one garment. You can't do more than that. However, he says, "Miu, big day, katan miyose." But you're allowed to do the children. You can do many of them. Dino olsen shemalafdim behen umashtinim motiim rei behem. The children wearing diapers. They used to have diapers that they used to wash, not throw them away. And the clothing, the undergarments, or the pants, etc., that they would go and make dirty with either urine or with feces. So then mutal chavis arba chamisha pamachas. Then the Ramah tells us you're allowed to go and wash many of them at the same time. Kitzorich lahabe mihem korek, because you need them on a regular basis. And if you wash one, all you'd be doing is washing one. So therefore, you can wash a whole bunch of them at the same time. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Yud Aleph explains, "Rosu Lomar Lafuki Stam Ktanim In Lahati Bechibus Racholuk Echod V'Chanal." As opposed to an older child that you have the head to go and wash the laundry, then you can only do one at a time. The Rabbah continues and he says, "V'Hod Demutal Lechabes." That's what he said. You're allowed to go and do this kibus b'fahesya. Hainu Dafkik Shirotzich Agavi Anor Mishum Deskabis Yosi Yofa Agavi Anor. That you're allowed to do in public is only when you're doing it by the river, because there the river will make it cleaner and better. That's why you're allowed to do it b'fahesya. But if you're not doing it by the river, Avolameino Chobsel Agavi Anor, you're just doing it in a public area and you're not getting the benefit of the river. Then he says, "Lo Yichabes Rak Betzina." Then you shouldn't do it in public. You should do it in private. Lo b'fahesya Ken Yerli. That's my own personal opinion. And again, the reasoning is because not everybody's going to know that you have a heter to go and do the laundry. So if you don't have a reason to do it by Vahesya, like by the river, so then the Ramah says it's better to do it in private. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, "Kol klei pishtan mutal lechapsin." As we said previously, you're allowed to go and take flax garments and wash them on cholam white. All flax garments are allowed to be washed on cholam white. However, v'lo no'agu kein. The Mechaber says that that's not our minug. V'havi lei dvarim hamutarim, and this is technically something that's allowed. However, v'acheru no'agu bem yisur, but the Velt has paskin not to do this, and therefore yata roshah latir mifneim. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and be matrit now once it's been accepted that it's not going to be done. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Kotin Yud Beis, shekalin l'slachik, because clay pishdon easily get dirty. And even if you wash them before the yontif, it's not so hard to wash them. So therefore, the klei pishdon are different than everything else. The issue footnote number 14 brings down. What about polishing your shoes on Chol HaMoed? So Moshe Feinstein's that's on the Igros. Moshe says you're allowed to do so, and he says this is just the regular polishing, but to go do something special to really make them shine, that you shouldn't do. And the Chazon Ish brings down that no, you shouldn't even go polish your shoes on Chol HaMoed, and brushing your hat on Chol HaMoed, so Eliashiv Zatzal brings down that that is permissible. The issue foot number 13 says, when you are allowed to do the laundry in a machine, so then he says, you're not allowed to have adults throw in stuff into the machine. He brings it down from Dayan Weiss, Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak, Sheish Lahok, Mazel Lachabis, Afiosi, Abba Chamisha. For the child, you can go put in more than the four or five that are needed, but you're not allowed to go and throw in additional for Gedolim. And that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal both agree that you can't go and be Mosif in the machine, and this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Gimel says, look at the Morgan Avraham for this whole concept of Dvarim Hamutarim, that you're not allowed to go and be Matadem. Sif Gimel. Mevi'in Mibesa Umon Kalim Shameless Archabar. You're allowed to go bring items that you gave to an artisan to go and fix, to go and repair them, or to clean them. You're allowed to go and get them back from Beis Umon as long as they're Latzar Chamoyd on Chol HaMoed. For example, Gonkar, Muxasus, Sluchios. For example, pillows and covers and all sorts of containers. Mishaburah Sivkon Tesov tells us, Aval Ein Molich Lem Beis HaUmon, you're not allowed to bring it to the Beis HaUmon, Afil Lutzorach HaMoed, that you're not allowed to do, he brings on the name of the Bach and El Yerabba, can bring it to the Umon on Chol HaMoed. But these things that you already brought to him before, Yontif, you're allowed to go take them back on Chol HaMoed. However, because it's recognizable that they're for the Chol HaMoed. Aval Kelim She'en El Lutzorach HaMoed, but something that's not for Chol HaMoed, for example, you go Machareisha, you have a plow, or Tzemer, or wool, Mibes HaTzabah, from the dyer, you're not allowed to go and make that on Chol HaMoed, Emevim, that you're not allowed to go bring back. Mishbur explains as if come to Zayin, Bein she Uman Gemara b'moed or Kod. It doesn't make a difference whether the Uman finished it only on Chol HaMoed or he finished it even before Yantif. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Mishum Tircha, because it's excessive work that's not necessary. However, he brings down the Yeshomer, Mishum she is Berush and Osan Lasaklim b'moed. Others say, because it looks like he gave it to him on Chol HaMoed to do. V'yom she Uman Tiklim b'moed. And they're going to say that the Uman did it on Chol HaMoed. Ufiza, Filo Mibayis, Labayis, Beosu Chotzer. And therefore, even if it's not a Tircha, it's right next to your house. The Lekha Tircha, Vafilo Mi'uman Nochri Osul Havi. Or even from a guy who has no problem in doing the work, he's still not allowed to go do it. Because people are going to think she is Berush, Balabayis, Tziva, Lasaklim b'moed. Because they're going to think that you gave it to him on Chol HaMoed. Then he brings out from the Primer Garden, because of the Primer Garden, the Levar Mitzvah, Afel Pishin Sarah Chamoyed, for Levar Mitzvah, even if it's not necessary for Chol HaMoed, Yesh Lamad Demi Uman Akum Shor Lohavi, that you'd be allowed to go and get it from an Uman Akum. Chaber continues, he says, Vim Ein Lu Uman Ma Yochal, if the Nebuch, the artisan, the worker here has nothing to eat, then no sin lo schoru menichin etzlo, then you're allowed to go and pay him, and menichin etzlo, you leave the item with him. Because he needs the money. And even though you're not allowed to take the item from him, you give him the money. Mishbur and Sivkot and Yadzayin explains, Hu adin, dafilu yesh lo ma yochal, even if he has something to eat, gam kimutu litin l'schor, you'll have to pay him, that's not a problem. What he's telling us here is the following, apa pish ein lo ma yochal, d'tzorch litin l'schor, he has nothing to eat, so you have to give him his money, v'avamina demutu litin l'schor, you might have thought, you'll have to take the item, if you're paying him, k'deish lo yisba'enu shenis, so he shouldn't charge you twice, k'mash ulam, d'nosin lo schor, m'nichan l'schor, no, you still just give him the money and leave the item by him. Alternatively, inami mishum derotzul asayim, or because of the conclusion that we're going to say in a moment, dimeno mamino. If you don't believe that he's not going to charge you a second time, manichem mebayis asamachlo. Then you take it out of his house, but you put it someplace nearby. You can't bring it home to your house. If he has enough food to eat, then don't pay him now. And then don't put it into another house. Leave it there by him, and you'll go pick it up after Chol HaMoed, after Yontif is over. And now we see it inside in the Ramah. V'meino mamino, if you don't trust the guy, so v'nichem v'vayis esamachlo, then you pay him for it, you take it from his possession, but you're not allowed to bring it home, you put it in a house nearby. V'mchoshe shemo yugonvo, if you're scared, in that house they're going to steal it, then mefanan l'chotzer charetz, then you can bring it to a safe place, bring it to another courtyard. Avalo yivyein l'veso el abitzino. Don't bring it to your house unless you do it in private without anybody seeing it, then it would be allowed only by the Evid. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yuches explains, L'chorot Tzorochin. He says, how come this is allowed? Imein lo ma'yochal, the guy, Nebuch, the artisan, has nothing to eat. Lom lo yivein v'vasesev. Why can't you bring it back in public? Dari mutu lo yitein lo lasos malach. Because you're allowed to give it to him l'chadchila. So why can't you take it back? Kamosha kosov, sov simen, tovku v'embez. They're going to learn him, it's Hashem. So he answers, Yesh Loma, to Mikomokomo. So the reason why you can't take this back publicly, Sharo lo yeda shein lo mayacho, because people, when you see that you're taking it back from him, won't know that he didn't have any food. And therefore, the fee is there. Kol shekin sh'osu l'asu sam locha v'fahesi. And therefore, he certainly shouldn't do the locha v'fahesi, because the people aren't going to know that he doesn't have anything to eat. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Dalet and today's shir.